All right, people, this is the Daily Drip. Welcome back from the weekend. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and this is...
Jerrica Ferguson, and I handle all things marketing and development.
All things marketing.
Well, I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay. I mean, you help, and so does Heather.
Thanks.
And Don also helps. Yeah.
So, Jerrica, we're talking about your wheelhouse.
Actually, I'm wearing a shirt for it.
You are. This is amazing.
Go Eags.
That's right. Go Eags, because we are talking about the Cheney Outreach Center.
Yes, we are. And actually, the Cheney Outreach Center provides information and referral, as well as services for elderly, ill, disabled, homeless, and low-income persons or families. One of their big things is they actually direct emergency assistance, including energy assistance, rent assistance, even vouchers for food, household and personal needs. The list really goes on.
Medical prescriptions,
which is really important. I think that's key. They help with transportation. Mm-hmm. Again, if you have issues and you don't know how to use the food bank and you're in this low-income situation, you can ask them for help. They're really a resource center for the Spokane County. They are in Cheney. One of the big things, too, they help with recreational activities for children as well as school supplies and Christmas gifts.
Yeah. So, this is a faith-based organization. Mm-hmm. Whose mission statement is, we as people of God, believing we are called in Christian service to be in God's hands and heart of all people, have come together to provide information and assistance in Cheney. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, which is, of course, one of the greatest little quotes from the Bible. So this is, of course, as we do in the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, we have faith-based organizations and non-faith-based organizations. This is an organization that uses Christian faith to try and help all sorts of people, from the elderly to the ill to the disabled. It's pretty cool.
They actually are kind of like a coalition, though, of 10 different churches around Cheney that actually support community development block grants as well. They work with the Salvation. Again, partnerships so important. I really love when we go out and we talk to different charities and they're like, oh, we're working with this group. And I'm like, yes.
I love that.
Keep that up, please, because we really don't hear that all that often. And I think a lot of times people get bogged down by the bureaucratic nitty-gritty tape that we see of, like, why aren't they talking to each other?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing, too, is I always think this whenever I talk to charities, because we have this immense pleasure being able to talk to really hundreds of charities. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always found interesting is that there are charities who no one ever starts a charity because they're looking to get into the money-making game.
Right. That's not what's happened. There's a reason it's called nonprofit.
Right. They're usually in it because something happened or they have a particular passion for a particular issue. And so what they do is they go it alone. They start a nonprofit. And what they don't realize is that within their community, they have 20 other nonprofits that could easily work together and create a bigger coalition.
Particularly because some of the clients that you serve or your customers that you serve as a nonprofit may need similar resources
that these other
charities and organizations need.
That's right.
And there is a huge benefit to working together.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm going to actually move into stats on Spokane and the Cheney area. So some of the stats that we've seen is that 16% of those living in Spokane are over 65. That means that there's a large number
of people who are
65. People that are 65 or older, but we also means that there is this group of individuals that are younger, they're coming up, there's universities there.
That's right.
17% actually live under the poverty line in the Spokane area. 11% of residents have a disability. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's such a very large group for
so
that.
You're talking about right away, you're talking about nearly 40% of the population are people that Cheney Outreach Centers would serve.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of the 212,000 people who currently live in Spokane, we'll talk a little bit about faith-based sort of organizations.
Particularly because this group, Cheney Outreach Center, does work with 10 different Cheney churches.
That's right. 64,000 are evangelical Protestants. 66,000 are Catholics. 25,000 are mainline Protestants. I don't know what that means, but I mean, they're Protestants.
Yeah.
Three Jewish synagogues currently reside in Spokane, and they even have... Spokane Islamic Center.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, Spokane, living over there, it's not like, you don't really think of it as like this huge city, but it is a very large city in the east.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's it has its own needs. And I think it is very poverty-ish. You can see it while you're walking downtown and there's different
homeless folks.
There's people that are just, you know, moving through, and they, I know, are having a lot of issues. It's a big thing that their council talks about, how to deal. And I think a lot of communities are around Washington State of what do we need to do to help these people that are elderly, that are ill or disabled, or also, you know, in need of food and care. And the Cheney Outreach Center is really actually handling that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Jericho, why don't you hit us with the monetary donation and its impact that Cheney Outreach Center gave us?
So, as I mentioned, a few of their things that they take care of, one of the cool things is actually one of their, they do a bus pass for someone that's maybe without transportation. So, they gave us the number of $50, but it actually does more than just a bus pass. They can also pay for a child to sign up for park and recreation activities.
Excellent.
As we also talked about, what's really important for that is they work with those schools.
That's
so if a kid maybe needs some extra time after school, the Cheney Outreach Center can do that, which is super awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. And then one of the really cool things I thought was interesting is they really assisted with rent, utilities, school supplies, and different needs.
Yeah. And they've kind of said that basically, $50 will do a bus pass. It'll also help a kid sign up for parks and recreation, but really any amount.
Right.
Is helpful when it comes to helping clients for rent, utilities, school supplies, and other needs.
What I think is unique about a resource center helping, and it's not just vouchers. They're kind of a group that will be like, you know, we see that your rent's due.
Yeah.
And, you know, due dates are due dates. The landlord's
it's not flexible.
It's not flexible. And so sometimes there's emergency situations. And resource centers like Cheney Outreach, they are there right for their community.
When you were living there in Eastern Washington University as a student, did you notice a lot of couch surfing?
There's a group, you know, there's, I think that comes down to kids living in apartments that's not supposed to hold that much occupancy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, I think you see it in different colleges. We talked to Central Washington University
it was
about
a big deal there.
It was huge. They, you know, had a form about it. I don't think we really recognize, I don't think schools recognize how large that it is, that students are, it's not that students are just trying to be cheap. They just realize they can't afford
it. They can't afford it.
You know, people that I worked in the library, there's a difference between you seeing a kid taking a nap one day and seeing the same kid take a nap at the latest evening he can.
Yes.
And you're like, why is he always sleeping here?
Yes.
Because he doesn't have a place to go.
Right.
So he has to wait until the last minute to get out of the library.
That's right.
And that's not what we should be doing.
That's right. That's exactly right. These kids are already paying too much money for education.
Yeah.
So that's a really cool charity. Shout out to our volunteers in Spokane.
Yeah.
Maybe take a look at this charity. If you like it, start giving to it. If you are listening through the website, you can start giving to the charity directly through the website.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
as always, please rate and review us. And you're listening to iTunes and Google Play. You can find us on our website, or you can just link on over and start giving today.
That's right, folks. This has been the Daily Drip.
See ya.